Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Into Web 3, Charting the Internet's Next Economic and Cultural Frontier. Author Alex Tapscott dives into the transformative potential of the third era of the Internet, known as Web 3. This book serves as a guide to understanding how blockchain technology, cryptocurrencies, and decentralized applications are redefining the digital landscape. Tapscott, a renowned blockchain expert and advisor, provides readers with a comprehensive overview of Web3's technological underpinnings, its impact on various industries, and its potential to empower individuals by decentralizing the Internet's economic and cultural power structures. Through in-depth analysis and real-world examples, Web3 elucidates how this new online paradigm challenges the status quo, promoting a more equitable, secure, and user-centric Internet. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of the Internet. The book begins by contextualizing Web3 within the historical progression of the Internet. It outlines the shift from Web 1, the initial static version of the Internet, to Web 2, characterized by the rise of social media, e-commerce, and the centralization of data by tech giants. Tapscott explains how these developments, while transformative, also led to issues like data breaches, loss of privacy, and the monopolization of the digital economy. The transition to Web3, he argues, represents a radical departure, aiming to resolve these issues by leveraging blockchain technology to create a decentralized, user-controlled web. This evolution is presented not just as a technical upgrade, but as a philosophical shift towards greater digital freedom and fairness. Secondly, blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies. A significant portion of the book is devoted to explaining the technological foundation of Web3, focusing on blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies. Tapscott demystifies these concepts, illustrating how blockchain's decentralization, transparency, and immutability can serve as the backbone for a new internet. The book explores various cryptocurrencies, not just as digital money, but as fundamental components of Web3's ecosystem, enabling decentralized finance, DeFi, and other applications that challenge traditional financial systems. The author emphasizes how these technologies provide the means for users to own their digital assets, participate in governance, and transact without intermediaries, thereby redistributing economic power from centralized entities to the individual. Thirdly, the rise of decentralized applications, DApps. Tapscott dedicates attention to the emergence and importance of decentralized applications, DApps, which represent a core aspect of Web3's innovation. Unlike conventional apps, DApps run on blockchain technology, ensuring they operate in a transparent, censorship-resistant, and decentralized manner. The book explores various DApps across different sectors, including finance, social media, and gaming, showcasing their potential to disrupt incumbent industries by providing alternatives that prioritize user sovereignty and data security. It discusses how DApps are not just technological novelties, but catalysts for creating a more inclusive and equitable digital economy where users have control over their data and digital identities. Fourthly, the impact of Web3 on society and culture. Beyond its technological implications, Web3 critically examines how this new internet era could reshape society and culture. Tapscott explores the potential for Web3 to democratize access to information, foster new forms of online communities, and challenge existing power structures in media and entertainment. By enabling a more participatory and inclusive online environment, Web3 technologies could facilitate a cultural shift towards greater creativity, diversity, and fairness in digital spaces. The book also addresses potential challenges, including regulatory hurdles and the risk of creating new forms of digital inequality, while remaining optimistic about Web3's capacity to create a more balanced internet ecosystem. Lastly, preparing for a Web3 future, the final chapters of Web3 focus on the practical implications for individuals, businesses, and societies as we transition towards a Web3-powered internet. Tapscott offers insights into how stakeholders can prepare for and contribute to this new digital frontier. From acquiring digital literacy and understanding blockchain fundamentals to exploring decentralized governance models, the book provides a roadmap for actively engaging with Web3. It emphasizes the importance of community and collaboration in this emerging ecosystem. urging readers to participate not merely as consumers, but as creators and contributors, shaping the future of the internet. In conclusion, Alex Tapscott's Way, Web3, Charting the Internet's Next Economic and Cultural Frontier, is an essential read for anyone looking to understand the dynamic shift towards a decentralized online world. By elucidating the technical, economic, and cultural dimensions of Web3, Tapscott provides a compelling argument for its potential to create a more equitable and user-centric internet. Entrepreneurs, developers, policymakers, and ordinary internet users alike will find valuable insight in how to navigate and contribute to this new digital landscape. Ultimately, the book not only explores the possibilities of Web3, but also encourages readers to become active participants in shaping its development. In a time of rapid technological change, Web3 equips us with the knowledge and vision to embrace the future of the internet with optimism and purpose. If you would like to support Alex Tapscott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.